I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced yesterday that he's designating several Georgia counties as primary natural disaster areas in the wake of Hurricane Michael. The new designation from the USDA makes farmers eligible for low-interest loans to replace essential items like livestock or for reorganizing farming operations. Eligible counties in Georgia include Richmond, Tolliver, Warren, Burke, Glasscock, Emanuel, Hancock, Jefferson, Jenkins, Screven, and Washington. The deadline to apply is August 12th. Well, a German shipping company is creating hundreds of jobs in Gwinnett County in the coming years. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on Tuesday's economic development announcement and others made this year.
A Korean battery maker is investing $1.7 billion near Athens. Purdue Farms is expanding in Houston County. Norfolk Southern is moving its headquarters to Atlanta. Tuesday, Governor Nathan Deal announced another big development with shipping giant Hapag-Lloyd expanding a service center and adding 300 jobs. Deal said jobs are being created at a steady pace across the state.
Over the last 18 months, our Department of Economic Development has announced the creation of almost 2,000 jobs in Gwinnett County.
The Georgia Department of Economic Development says companies have made more than $5.5 billion in new investments across the state since July of last year. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The state's attorney general is warning Georgians about a rise in phone scams during the holiday season. Chris Carr says the number of calls from imposters claiming to represent the appeals court, Social Security Administration, lending clubs, and utility companies increases at this time of year. Callers may threaten consumers, claiming they owe money or promise future payments in an attempt to get Social Security numbers, bank account, or other financial information. The Consumer Protection Division recommends getting information in writing before giving out any personal or financial details. Well, Chick-fil-A may soon become the third largest restaurant chain in the country. A new report from a restaurant analyst shows the Atlanta-based food chain growing rapidly. It could take the number three spot by the end of the year. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Chick-fil-A was the seventh largest chain last year. Currently, McDonald's, Starbucks, and Subway take the top three spots. Two Georgia Bureau of Investigation employees are off the job after taking a photo with a severed head. According to WSB, the remains of Robert Page, who was dismembered by his neighbor, were being autopsied by the agency. Soon after, a photo of a GBI employee posing with Page's head was passed around the office, which began an investigation. The employee and the person who took the photo both resigned in lieu of termination. Members of the victim's family argue that the employee should have been fired outright instead of having the chance to resign. The GBI says it is now against policy for personal photos to be taken in the medical examiner's office. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks defeated the Washington Wizards last night by a score of 118-110. John Collins once again led the way for Atlanta with 20 points and 13 rebounds. The Hawks will look to make it two wins in a row when they play the New York Knicks on Friday. With a record of 7 wins and 23 losses, the Hawks are in 14th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.